Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Ag Market Network Cotton Market teleconference, our monthly call. My name is Pat McClatchy. I'm the moderator. The program is sponsored by BASF, our longtime sponsor. They're the owners of Fibermax and Stonebull Cottonseed, and we appreciate them making this program possible. Today's discussion will be led by Gerald Niepper. He's anxious to come on and explain to us what's been going on. So, Gerald, thanks for leading us.
Well, thank you, Pat. You know, I was hoping that we would have a USDA report with a lot of changes so I could spend 30 minutes going through all the changes and not have to explain why the market did what it did today. Unfortunately, today's report had probably the fewest number of changes, you know, that we'll see all year long. It was pretty benign. I mean, there was only the only changes that took place in the 23-24 crop year, and they were pretty minor at best. World production was raised 131,000 bales. India was up 500,000. Tajikistan 65,000. On the downside, Argentina was down 100,000, and U.S. was down 334,000. Now, NAS, you know, they put out a production number today, which was the same as last month, 14.434 million. But USDA, you know, they're smart enough to look at the classing data and say, oh, there's no way in heck we're going to make that number. So they reduced it down to 12.1 million bales. And probably by the time it's all said and done, we're going to be somewhere around 12.04 to 12.06 million statistical bales. So we've got some more downside coming on the crop estimates. On world consumption, that was revised higher by 483,000 bales, which was a good sign. China was up 500,000, India 300,000, Azerbaijan 10,000, Tajikistan 5,000. So that's 840,000 bales in increases. And then we had eight countries that collectively added up to 357,000 bales of decreases. The big one, of course, being Turkey, and that was reduced by 200,000 bales. You know, Turkey is still recovering from the earthquake last year. Plus, they've got, you know, they just got problems in Turkey with their economy. And Europe, which is one of their main destinations for their textiles and apparel exports, is suffering a little bit too. So, you know, they're not exporting as much into Europe as they were. But anyway, Turkey was down 200,000 bales. And another seven countries were down collectively 157,000 bales. Just little changes here and there. World trade exports were increased by 390,000 bales, 640,000 bales in increases due to Australia up 100, India 400,000 due to their larger crop number of being up 500,000 bales. Turkmenistan was up 100,000 and Tajikistan up 40,000. They lowered exports out of Argentina because of a smaller crop, down 100,000. Azerbaijan was down 100,000 and West Africa, Ivory Coast was down 50,000. So not a lot of changes. You know, world ending stocks were adjusted by, well, actually came down just a touch, down 353,000 bales. You know, we had a slight increase in production, a larger increase in world consumption, and so that resulted in a smaller world ending stock number. The U.S. ending stock number, they didn't make any adjustments to exports, although they might, I'm sure they thought about it. If you look at export sales and shipments to this date, you know, we're basically even with where we were a year ago at this time on sales, and we're actually almost 100,000 bales ahead of where we were this time last year on shipments. And we ended up last year 12.7 million bales in shipments. So You know, there might have been some evidence that I bet they thought about possibly raising exports, but they didn't. At any rate, still left U.S. ending stocks at 2.5 million barrels, which is pretty low, all things considered. It's under 18% on a stocks to use ratio. You know, where does this leave us? You know, I think the market was anticipating a smaller U.S. crop, so I think some of today's selling was, you know, buy the rumor, sell the fact kind of selling. But what you also heard from a fundamental standpoint was that guys were just having a hard time selling physical cotton way up here. And you got that sense from the fact that the, you know, the country basis had really weakened. You know, I was talking to a ginner yesterday in West Texas, and a grower who had been offered, you know, 150 offers cotton, you know, several weeks ago, you know, this week finally sold his cotton at 850 off. So it was a 7 cent decline in the basis, and so the flat price to the grower and really to the mill has not changed a whole lot. So I think this market needs to come down or needed to come down to get some business done. But you have to wonder, you know, well, then why are we staying up here? Well, I think these speculators are, you know, I think they feel like they've got the bull by the horns, so to speak, and they're able to run this this market up. They did yesterday for seemingly out of nowhere. You know, we had export sales that were okay, shipments that were good. You had 12,000 bales show up on certificated stock, and yet the market, you know, settled up limit. July, December, you know, that spread went way out. There was a lot of call buying yesterday. And then today, you know, we, in the middle of the night, we ran it up to 101.50, and then the market just kind of fell flat. It was just a sleigh ride down to the lows. We actually traded below limit on spreads. The lowest I think I saw December or May trade on a spread was around 94.70. Pat, maybe you saw a different number or a much lower number if you were even watching. I mean, once it locks the limit, sometimes I know I lose interest in even looking at it because it's not going to do anything. But, you know, on spreads anyway, I think it traded more than 400 down. You know, it's kind of interesting. Even though we had kind of a disastrous day today, I don't know that we have seen the last of something over a dollar. You know, if this market doesn't fall very far, if we can hold, let's say, around 94 cents, we may make another run to the upside just from a technical standpoint. But if we take out a low, I think it was on February 20th, we had a low of 90.84. If we take out 90.84 on the downside, I think it's going to be a harrowing ride to much lower prices ahead. Because I think that'll start a stampede of selling from speculators.
Well, how low do you think we could see it drop if you take out the 90.84?
I think we'd be down at 85 cents and not very long after that. Which, you know, somewhere between 80 and 85 cents is probably where we would run. You would have good support down to 85 cents, and then you're going to have some pretty good support down to 80. But it would probably, you know, all your big longer term moving averages are sitting between 85 and 86 cents. So, you know, your 200 days sitting at 85, your 100 days at 85.56. So, you know, 85 to 86 cents is where I think this thing would drop to. But, you know, you're not going to have a whole lot of cotton left. If you fall down that far, you know, we're going to be able to sell some more cotton. And you could end up with, you know, ending stocks, you know, conceivably, you know, under 2 million bales. I don't think that would happen, but you could. And if you end up with a hot, dry summer and you know, not very promising, you know, production prospects, and particularly in West Texas, you know, that's going to push up old crop, and it's going to help pull up new crop as well. But I think we're going to hold 90-84 and make another run for a dollar. I don't think, you know, a dollar plus is over yet, Pat.
Okay. And you're talking about May?
I'm talking about the May contract, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll open it up. I will mention one thing about this market. Last Friday, we were limit down. And at limit down last Friday, we were at 95.57. Yesterday, we were limit up. Today, we were limit down. And we closed today at 95.28, not too far from where we were last Friday. So this market is definitely volatile and a lot of energy either way. So,
and Pat, I was just going to say, and maybe, you know, you're 43 years in the business, you can attest to this or not, but when you start getting these volatile markets, sometimes it can be a pretty good signal that the trend is trying to shift, you know, because it's indicating people just don't know what to do.
Well, cotton can go through these periods. I've seen going back over the years, one particular day, we were limit up in the morning and limit down in the afternoon. And so a lot of things can happen in that market. But let's open it up for John and OA. Any comments y'all would like to make?
Well, there were a lot of good points there. It certainly seems the case that when things are spec-driven, then it's even, you know, more so open to animal spirits or you know, something scary in the news or technical triggers or what have you that we always talk about, but it seems like it's even more influential under those circumstances. I also agree with Gerald, another point he made by the numbers, tight U.S. numbers, a big adjustment and tight levels in this WASD, but we're limited down today because I think everybody pretty much expected eventually, if not this month, then next, or certainly by May, that they would have reconciled their production number with lower Jennings and lower classing. So you kind of knew that was coming down. So I figure that was already baked in. And then on the world, you know, just my reaction to the world numbers, I like that description of all those kind of minor adjustments. And by the numbers, it wasn't much. You know, I'd call it neutral. But, you know, psychologically, I would say it was encouraging looking to me, at least with the higher consumption and trade month over month. So,
well, John, I would agree with you. It was very interesting. Trade being, or an increase in trade, that's been just down, down, down. So, and as far as that worm turning, as Gerald suggests, or offered, I don't want to say suggested, I'll say offered, and he can say he suggested it, but I found that quite interesting, and certainly I would have to defer to y'all's many, many, many long years of experience.
That was a failure.
I want to suggest that maybe you've got a few more years than I do.
Well, I was throwing that out there. I just
as a collective, yeah.
That was my one attempt to throw my name into the ring of presidents of the United States, but I guess I'm too old. But a very interesting report, and it is. I'll use my words and that I take from what you said, and you certainly did not say this, but it is scary to me that it does, in fact, tell us that, hey, be very careful here, guys. This market is giving us ample signs that it's getting ready to turn around. But in the meantime, I think I would echo what I picked up from Gerald, that there's also ample opportunity for us to trade in the on a very volatile basis from a dollar or a dollar and two or three cents down, back down to 90 cents and do it again and then fall into the 80s. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I'll bring this up. We've got farmers listening that are interested in what's possible for December, and they still haven't settled this market yet, but it's going to be somewhere under 80, 83. We did get about a little over a week ago, we got up to 85.25. Where's a level that farmers should consider booking some cotton?
Well, I've been hard and fast at 85 cents on a good while now, and I would seriously doubt that that much was done, any appreciable amount was done on that one run-up. We did have to 85 and a quarter, and I have been hard fast that we would have it again. It's going to be tough. I don't mind saying it. And if, in fact, we get these things that are dropped by the climate czar, and all of a sudden that and the administration says, oh, no, that's not under consideration. And 4 months later, well, all of a sudden one of the departments announces those things. If, in fact, as the climate czar said, we're going to have to reduce the use of nitrogen fertilizer, I'm waiting for USDA now to come out and tell us we can't use the nitrogen we've been using, and that would play havoc with crop size. It would play havoc with food size here in the United States. So if they're intent on doing that, certainly it's probably too late to affect the use of nitrogen in this crop, but down the road it's dadgum scary.
Pat, I'd take a view about from a seasonal point of view. We frequently see December peaking in April, May, and early June. So if we're in the mid-80s now, it sure wouldn't surprise me to see us 87, 88, 89. I think the market will be watching for how likely is it, given whatever is planted acreage-wise and the conditions. I would expect I can pencil out a 16 million bale crop pretty easily, and I was doing that before USDA published it at their Outlook forum. I'm worried about fundamentally how much pressure could come about, again, seasonally, which typically happens in June, July. If you look at that thing, it kind of tends to drop off and average a lot lower. So upper 80s wouldn't surprise me. But then I'm worried about where it is, you know, come harvest time.
All right. Any other thoughts before we kind of give our wild forecast for where we might go in old crop? Let's start off with Gerald. Gerald, just kind of give us, and you've already done this, so you can just summarize what you think we might do to the downside or the upside. Let's start with you.
As ridiculous as it sounds, I still think we have a shot at somewhere between 106 and 112. Again, that's pretty ridiculous. I understand, but at least until we if we break 90-84, particularly on a closing basis, all bets are off. I mean, you could probably write that number off, but until or unless we break 90-84 on a closing basis, I think we've still got a shot at higher prices. We may go right down to 90, 94 and then turn back around. So, you know, let me call me for right now, 91 cents on the low side and 106 to 112 on the high side, just because I think we're going to see a lot of volatility over the next 30 days on the May contract. December, I'm like OA. I think 85 cents is a good level for growers, but I do think that, you know, if May does something crazy like run up to 106 to 112, I think we'll have a shot at maybe 87, maybe 88 cents on the December, but I'm not holding my breath. I think December is going to have a lot of struggles between 85 and 87 cents on the upside. But, you know, I think there's going to be very good support for December, you know, really at 79 to 81 cents. So December just doesn't look like it's going to do a whole lot to me in the short term, or really over the next 30, 45 days.
Okay. John?
With the old crop, I'm now thoroughly conditioned and biased to think of ranges being range bound, and so my range, I would just pick a 12 cent from 105 on the upside to 93 on the downside. That's what I'd written down before the call, so that's what I'll stick with. And with December, similarly, but for the reasons I was saying before, I've got 89 for the high and 75 for the low. And I wonder about whether that 75, well, anyway, I'll just stick with those numbers.
All right. No way.
Well, it's hard not to agree with all of them, which is difficult, which tends, again, to suggest we are all wrong because we're saying very similar things. But you read the tea leaves, as I infer from what Gerald said, that the chart still will take us up above a dollar, and up maybe above a dollar and a nickel. But those are charts, and we've gotten into these wild swings as if the market's ready to blow off. And again, as long as we can hold above that 90, 91 cents, we're still cooking with gas in this cotton market. We can still the specs will still pay attention or to the long side. On the downside, I'm becoming more concerned again, just because price is hanging up here. I think we're down to a planning level, regardless of where prices are, 2024 planning level, somewhere between about 10.3 and 10.6 million acres. Price ratios might suggest a marginally higher planning than that, but crop rotation patterns have become so important, I'm not sure we would go above 10.6. So John's concern of dropping into the mid-70s is a reality. And I am one that suggests that demand is still a considerable and major issue. I know some people think the U.S. economy sounds good, looks good. And I know there's a major tour beginning today to talk to us about how just great the economy is. But we had one Fed chairman who was I don't think it was his chief economist, but one of Obama's economists that's now the chair of the Chicago Fed, suggests that they may have to raise interest rates. I don't see rates coming down anytime soon. I see inflation continues as a major factor. And I've said it for some time, somebody is going to have to feed these 8, 9 million illegal immigrants that have come into the country, and that's going to be done by the federal dole, and that's nothing but spending money. So I'm very concerned about inflation, which makes me bearish on demand. Thank you.
All right. Any other thoughts before we wrap this up? All right. Well, let's just conclude by saying we want to thank Gerald for leading us today, and thanks to our panel for the fine discussion. Special thanks to BASF for sponsoring our program. And that concludes this edition of the Ag Market Network. Thank you.